This is Ozarks at Large. Georgia's Majestic Lounge presents the bluegrass group Big Smith tonight for both a happy hour and late show performance. George's is located on Dixon Street in Fayetteville, with tickets and more information available on the web at georgesmajesticlounge.com. The Fayetteville Roots Festival is a two-day urban music festival that will be held on August 27th and 28th and will feature Ozark culture, music, and food. Local merchants will offer organic and fair trade items, locally designed and produced jewelry, plus live art, sculpture, and photography exhibits. Tickets and more information are available now at FayettevilleRootsFestival.com.
Two members of Carroll Electric Cooperative, a member-owned electric utility based in Berryville, have filed a class action complaint with the Arkansas Public Service Commission against Carroll Electric's Board of Directors and Management. Filing the suit are plaintiffs Gordon Watkins, an organic blueberry grower in Newton County, and Dane Schumacher of Huntsville. They've retained the legal services of Bill Eichard of Eichard Wind in Austin, Texas.
An electric co-op, which is sort of a unique animal. It's the people that it serves, that it provides electricity to, are also its owners, and it is a nonprofit organization. So it should be run with complete transparency in democracy, in which is not what is happening. So our, at least on the in the first instance, our objective is to obtain transparency and good governance. The second is to obtain compensation for what we believe is excessive expenditures and salaries, which is inconsistent with the whole idea of a nonprofit. And thirdly, we are endeavoring to obtain recovery of what in the industry is called patronage capital, which is the excess of revenues over expenditures, which the co-op experiences every year.
Bill Eichard is working with Randall Bynum of Little Rock, who is local counsel. Bynum is a former member of the Arkansas Public Service Commission. Eichard has been successful in winning a similar case in Austin, Texas, and is currently bringing suit against a New Mexico electric co-op. Carroll Electric Cooperative services a portion of northwest Arkansas and southwest Missouri. It's the largest co-op in the state and among the nation's 840 other electric co-ops nationwide, with $425 million in assets, according to its website. A hearing by the Arkansas Public Service Commission has not yet been scheduled.
An open casting call is scheduled this weekend for a major motion picture project coming to Arkansas. Director Jeff Nichols is looking for two teenagers to take leading roles in his next film, Mud, which is to be filmed in Central and South Arkansas this fall. State Film Office Director Christopher Crane says it's a big deal that the award-winning Arkansas filmmaker is making his third movie here.
It is, and I, you know, it's been a concerted effort. You know, everybody has pitched in, and you know, hopefully we will be able to release all of the project details soon. Right now, you know, we're concentrating on the casting call, and then eventually all of the other information will come forth, and, you know, I think Arkansas will be very proud.
Published reports say Reese Witherspoon and Matthew McConaughey will star in the movie. The Arkansas casting call, for a total of 400 actors, extras, and stand-ins, is set for 1 to 7 p.m. this Sunday at Little Rock's Parkview High School.
The 2011 Arkansas Razorback football season hasn't started, but the team is already suffering a major blow. Running back Niall Davis will miss the entire season after he injured his left ankle last night during practice. He gained more yards last year than any other running back in the SEC, and his 1,300-yard season in 2010 was the fourth highest single total in the history of Arkansas football. He had been selected to the preseason second-team All-SEC squad.
Legendary singer and songwriter Billy Joe Shaver's performance in Fayetteville is being rescheduled. The Texas-based artist had been set to play at Georgia's Majestic Lounge Sunday. That concert will now be rescheduled for a weekend date in the fall.
There is a concert tonight at 7 in Fayetteville featuring two world-class musicians at Covenant Church on Weddington Drive. Bojidara Kuzmanova, violinist, and Virginia Luque, guitarist, will perform together. Bojidara arrived in Fayetteville from her home in Vienna earlier this week, and she had time to come to the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF with her violin, an instrument that was created in 1740. She's played several different violins during her career, including several Stradivaria. Yesterday on the program, she talked to us about her career and played a Bulgarian dance piece for us. While she was in the Furman Garner Studio, she also played a